Well, it's funny because they this weekend is their Pops concert, their annual Pops concert, and their director Jeff Johnson was saying to me that every year it's kind of a Jay Flippin concert because he is a prolific arranger, and almost every piece that they do, he has a hand, whether it's creating it from whole cloth or putting his own flourishes on it. He usually plays a role in arranging these things. And he's been doing this now for well over 3 decades. So they thought it was time to honor him by really putting the focus on his music with this concert coming up. And it's got everything from, real time-honored classics to newer works. The other role that he's really played with them over the years is as a keyboardist. And this is all variety of keyboards. As Jeff Johnson made the point, just because you can play one form of keyboard, just because you can play a piano, doesn't necessarily mean you're great at harpsichord or organ. But Jay is. He became that way kind of out of necessity growing up in a small town in Virginia. And so whenever they need somebody to tickle the ivories or other forms of keys, he's the man they go to.
Weather's finally nice. We can do things outside. What do? We end up going into movie theaters. It's the summer blockbuster season. There are film festivals planned. What's in store here for Lexington this summer?
Well, you can watch movies outside if you want at the Fountain Film Fridays series that is going to start up this weekend with Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So this is, a classic 1980s, very quotable film. I know you are, but what am I? And, all those lines and Large Marge and, Cowboy Curtis and all these great characters. So that'll be starting up this weekend at Triangle Park. The Kentucky Theater has also got their Summer Classic Series that's going to kick off right after Memorial Day. And the big difference is it's all going to be digital projection this year because they just made their changeover to digital cinema now at the Kentucky Theater. It was a need they felt, or it was something they felt they needed to do, because pretty soon the supply of 35mm films is going to dry up. So now you'll see films like Gone with the Wind and Apocalypse Now and Singin' in the Rain all in digital. And I haven't been over yet since they made the transfer. I'm going to go see Star Trek there this weekend. But from what I hear, it's really nice and a real improvement.
And I know they're raising money for that project. So, what did they get? A nice financing plan? They're still trying to raise funds for that renovation over there.
They apparently got to the point that they had the money and were ready to do it. And so they went out and made this portion of it. And really, for the continuation of the theater, I think this was viewed as the most vital thing that they had to do to get this digital projector in place. But they are still continuing to raise funds for things like seating and interior and things of that sort. They really want to kind of gussy up the entire theater.
And the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, it's broadcast on WEKU, but it's also recorded live here in Lexington. Monday night, the show happens, and they have a special guest planned.
Right, they do. And this is one that, may be of interest to people, particularly like crossover music and things of that sort. Aoife O'Donovan is going to be a guest on the show this weekend. Walter Tunis has an article on her coming up in Sunday's Herald Leader. But she is known as the singer for a Nashville-based group called Crooked Still. People who are into, like I said, crossover stuff may recognize her from the Goat Rodeo Sessions, which was an album featuring Yo-Yo Ma and Chris Steele and Stuart Duncan and several classical and Nashville musicians. And she was kind of the haunting voice on several of the tracks. So if you want to get more familiar with her, Monday night at the Lyric Theater would be a really good opportunity.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.